Y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones of the rap game, not bragging. Lip bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Spell it backwards, I'ma leave it at that.
Here we are, another Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Miss Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is associate producer Scotty the Butter from USF.
Hey.
And we have some special guests that we'll get to here in just a second while they're getting all their stuff figured out right now. But we are super excited because we are officially kicking off St. Pete Pride, and we are so excited. Holly,
yes,
you won't be able to be at the parade on Saturday.
I know. I'm just, like, I don't know how many times I can state this in a different way, but I'm just so sad and disappointed and bummed out. But it's not about me. I'm just sad for me personally because I made plans literally almost a year ago to go up to Pittsburgh for a family reunion, which we haven't had since I was 8. So I felt like, listen, I have a kid myself now. I almost feel like obligated to do this.
Yeah.
And at the time, Pride wasn't supposed to be that weekend, so I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
And then I just lost track of everything, and about 3 weeks ago, I was like, wait a minute, I'm not going to be here. But I want to still celebrate from afar, and of course, I'll share all the things that are going on and everything that's happening with it.
And so stepping in for you is Scotty the Body.
Yes.
He's going to be joining me hosting the parade. Now, Scott, come over that microphone real quick. Scott, have you ever hosted a parade before, anything like that?
Never a parade, no.
No, okay.
No.
Are you nervous?
I am definitely nervous, yeah, because you told me there's going to be a lot of people and a lot of responsibility to keep you rounded up, so.
Yeah. One of your other duties is, and this is one of the most difficult things ever to deal with Miguel, is that everybody wants to talk to him, which is great, but you can't get anything done because there's always another person that's like, hey! They don't want us, by the way, they don't want to see you.
Good.
They don't want to see me, they want to see Miguel.
Oh, dear.
And then it's unfortunately your job to like pull him away, so you also have the job of handler.
Oh, God.
How am I supposed to handle Miguel? I'm only 22.
Get ready. It's going to be a challenge of a lifetime.
Oh, yay.
I love it. All right. So that's all happening Saturday. Well, there's a lot that goes on with St. Pete Pride, not just the parade that happens on Saturday. There are a ton of events that lead up to the parade. And then we have the festival on Sunday. And
all
so we exactly. So we thought, what better way to sort of run down what's happening than by welcoming the president of St. Pete Pride, Chris Bundy Brennan.
Good morning. Good morning.
We have Chris in here. And then also we have Maria Rudolph with Tech Data, who's in here as one of the major sponsors of St. Pete Pride. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So let's, Chris, and I, just to let everyone know, like, Chris and I are really good friends. Like, we're family. Like, we spend holidays together and all this stuff. So I know you very well. So feel free to be as...
I know the secrets.
He knows where all the bodies are buried. So, Chris, help us understand, first off, this is a big year for Pride all across the country, not just here in St. Pete, because of something that happened 50 years ago. Can you speak on that for a second?
Sure. Well, Holly mentioned earlier that we... Pride has changed its date this year. Originally, it's always in St. Pete. It's always the last weekend of the month.
Mm-hmm.
This year, because World Pride is in New York, that last weekend, in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super important that we kind of let them have that weekend. I think that's important.
Right. Because then a lot of prides around the country change their date, so New York can say, hey, looking at you this last weekend in June.
Yeah, a lot of many larger cities move their date either up or back to allow New York to shine that weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. Yeah. So if someone is like, all right, I've heard Stonewall before, like, can you walk us through like what happened all those years ago?
What does it mean?
So 50 years ago, I believe it was the last weekend in June, In the Stonewall Inn in New York, it was a bar that was frequented by the LGBT community, and very often the police would come in and make everyone stand up. And there was a law that says you have to have so many articles of clothing that match your sex.
Oh,
And
three.
Yeah, it was
three.
Three. You have to have three articles of clothing that match your sex. And if not, you were, you know, in violation and were arrested. And finally, a trans woman of color, Marsha P. Johnson, had finally just had enough.
Yeah.
And her and many other drag queens started the fight that we continue today.
So, wow.
That entire weekend, there were, you know, many, many skirmishes. And shortly followed was the first Pride March that went down Christopher Street.
So. What an amazing history to know that. How far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we talked about this earlier on our show this morning, how we talked about I'm doing a big gay brunch the Sunday of the St. Pete Pride Festival. And I said, when I moved to Florida 11 years ago, and the first thing I saw as I entered from the Georgia line to Florida, what Florida-Georgia line?
Hey.
There was a big sign that said, yes on two. And I was like, what does this mean? And then as I did some research, I found out that that was at that time in 2008, they were trying to pass a constitutional amendment for Florida to outlaw gay marriage. And I was like, well, great. I can't believe I'm moving here. And remember, this was in the panhandle, so there was also lots of Confederate flags littered along I-10 as I was driving to Panama City. And I was like, well, this is great. So that was 11 years ago. Now, our radio station and our company and a lot of companies are putting their power behind Pride and saying, hey, we believe in you. We want to give this community a voice. We want to support it in any way we can. And I just to think about 50 years, that's how much progress has come.
Right.
It's just so amazing to think about that.
But right. I want to point out, too, and you probably someone's going to get to this already, but I thought it was good to pinpoint it because of what you just said about how there was that march that happened. And I mean, that's why there are still Pride parades.
Yeah.
And I feel like, especially with like all these people that are like, you know, that come at Pride, they're like, well, why do we need this? We do still need this.
Right.
And so it's not just a big celebration. It's also a remembrance and mm-hmm. Here's why we do.
Most definitely. Most right. definitely.
I mean, we should certainly highlight that. I mean, we are very much protected in Pinellas County,
mm-hmm.
in Hillsborough County, but there are many counties across Florida where you could be fired for being gay.
Yeah.
You could be denied housing. You could be, you know, public services could be denied to you because of your sexuality.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, we're St. Pete, Clearwater, Tampa, we're all very progressive areas. That doesn't affect us on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
So we don't have that.
But it still does for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't, I mean, it certainly doesn't affect us, but we should not forget our brothers and sisters in those counties
mm-hmm.
and across the nation that still face that discrimination.
Most definitely. So. And I think a part of that with, you know, as we've grown Pride and the discussions happen of, you know, there are so many corporations that are, you know, like Express. I bought a Pride shirt from Express or Kenneth Cole that has special shoes or all of the brands that you use are now doing something with Pride. And so there's sort of this discussion in the community of, is it becoming too corporate? And so with that being said, we have Tech Data here and there's been some controversy because this is the first year where it's the officially called like the Tech Data St. Pete Pride Parade. And there have been some backlash about that. And not to put you on the hot spot, Maria, welcome to the show.
All right, let's go.
Speak on it, sis. So help us understand for people that are like, well, this is my pride, and I don't want a company taking advantage or making money off of something that is so personal and something like you wouldn't do that to the, you know, MLK, you know, parade, would you?
Right.
So what? Walk us through the process of, like, how this happened.
Well, I think, you know, we have at Tech Data what we call the BRGs, or Business Resource Groups, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, many companies call them Employee Resource Groups. And that's called Spectrum. And we're very active and very into Pride. And fortunately, Tech Data is extremely supportive of our community.
Very much so, yes.
And really, it was one of the reasons I chose to come live to Florida to work at Tech Data. And so we never thought of it as, gosh, here's this corporation trying to take over Pride and profit from it.
Right.
I mean, because quite honestly, our customers are businesses. We're B2B. It's not as though parade participants are going to be purchasing from us. We really saw it as, one, a way to show our colleagues our support of them,
and make sure that they can bring their whole selves to work every day, as well as to let the community know that we are a welcoming place. And if somebody is looking for a new opportunity, you know, we'd love to have them.
Right.
But further, to serve as an example for other large Florida companies, I think given some of the feedback that we've received, we'll certainly look at this in future years and reconsider that, because we do understand why some people who have kind of fought the long, hard fight for many years might say, this is my parade.
Right.
But certainly know that the intentions were pure. Tech Data is incredibly inclusive.
Yeah. Interesting. So, Chris, you are the president of St. Pete Pride. What were the discussions like when this was suggested?
So, full disclosure, I'm also a Tech Data employee. I, out of pure conflict of interest, I filed all the necessary paperwork at work to say I'm not involved with any of the decision making financially and what that sponsorship looks like.
Right.
I knew that could be perceived that way. I shouldn't have any type of decision-making ability over sponsorship dollars,
right.
and what is. So I pulled myself completely back. So that was, my vice chair on the board and his discussion along with our executive sponsor and then the executive director of St. Pete Pride. So that was a discussion between the three of them and how that would happen.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, I feel like, listen, nobody cares what I think. I mean, I have no dog in the fight. I'm just here, and I'm a part of the community, and my stance on this has always been that, to me, that's evolution. Like, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing when you have businesses that want to put money behind your community.
Right.
And it's not like they're taking away from it. Because, and also, Chris, when businesses sponsor Pride, they're paying to be in the parade. Where does that money go to? Because it's not like you all just have like a bunch of people making a bunch of money from Pride who are profiting off of it. Where is that right. money going?
I mean, we're a nonprofit.
Right.
We are 100% a nonprofit corporation. So anything that comes in first goes to pay the city for services. We close streets. We have trash pickup.
Right.
We have electric and power and things that have to happen, and police protection. That's not free, right? That's still a bill.
Somebody got to pay for it.
Somebody has to pay. In addition to that, we have signage. We have other contractual agreements with entertainment, local drag queens, Lisa Loeb that is performing on Friday night, and the new act on Saturday. So all of this comes into play.
Right.
So it's, trust me, we're not pocketing any of the money. We have expenses throughout the year. For all of the events that we do, and what is left over at the end of the day goes into what's called our community grants program. So we have been able, for example, the Red and Green Party on December 1st of last year, we gave several thousand dollars out, some to AHV, some to Metro.
And these are organizations in the community that help those living with HIV and AIDS.
Right.
So... Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, no. And it's not just aid service organizations. There's other things. Family Resources, which tries to combat, like, LGBT homeless youth. All of it is, we certainly spread the wealth out to those organizations in our community that are in need.
Right. Okay. See, I think it's great.
That's and what I'm
I
saying. Think it's not free. Like, right. where are you supposed to get the money for this type of thing?
Right.
I mean, it is a... Clearly, it's the largest in the state. So if someone were to think, oh, well, everyone just donates all this stuff out of goodwill. Like, you think the city's like, oh, yeah, we'll send all of our offices. It's not how it works.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, again, this is not my place to speak on it because, again, I'm an ally. But from the standing in the back sort of view, I like to see companies get on board because think of it as any other cause that you might be passionate about. It promotes awareness for it first and foremost so that the bigger the conversation gets, at least there is a conversation.
Right.
I like to hear the conversation because then as an ally, I can be like, well, you know, have you heard about this? Because at least it opens the door.
Right.
Whereas before, and like, yeah, I totally do understand where you're coming from, where it's like, okay, well, I don't want to make it commercial. But the bigger corporations that do jump on board, that just means that more people are open to having the conversation, which I think is so important to have.
It is. I was at Tyrone Square Mall this past weekend, And as I was walking through the store and seeing H&M and American Eagle and Hollister and Express, they all have signs up for Pride. You can buy your Pride outfit there. I think even, I want to say, it's not 10 Lizzie's. There's, I don't know, it's like some sort of like what I used to call like a skater back in the day where you can go and like buy like your skate gear.
Like PacSun.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. They had Pride stuff up. And I thought, how amazing. If you are a 13-year-old person and you're struggling and trying to figure out, am I gay? What does this mean? Will anyone love me? And you go to the mall and you see all these stores putting their money out there because I'm sure they're getting backlash saying, hey, we support your community and we're also giving back to organizations. I think that's a wonderful thing.
Well, I mean, imagine when we were in high school, that didn't exist.
No.
And there certainly wouldn't have been any companies that would have put money behind a Pride parade.
Never. No, not at all.
No way. So to me, it just shows the amazing progress that's happened. And quite frankly, the more visibility there is, I think people who are very closed off to it become more accepting because they develop an understanding, mm-hmm. you know? And so I think it's very, very positive.
No, it's true. It's true. It literally every year it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And all I think about is that person who is about to come out and they don't know, and then they open up Google and Google is in rainbow colors or whatever. Everything, all the brands that you see are saying, we support you.
And
we love
see you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That's so important.
So it needs to keep going until, I think of it like, and this is not really a parallel per se, but for so long, it was like the big thing in October was breast cancer awareness. Everybody turned all their shit pink. And it was mm-hmm. like, you know, even the NFL got on board with pink shit and pink everywhere. And it was like, I'm kind of sick of this already.
Right.
Well, that was the point. Mm-hmm. Now it's like almost second nature that a woman would do a self-exam or get a mammogram when it's time to. So literally it did its job.
Yeah.
And right. that's why maybe you're starting to see less pink because it's like, We're aware.
Right.
But this is something that's like, it's almost, I mean, I know that we've made so much progress, but it's almost like it needs to keep going until people are like, oh, I got it. It's
right.
not something that's like, well, let me learn more about this.
Right.
Because that's what it's promoting.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
It's so awesome to see. I want to switch gears real quick before we get to sort of like the details of what's happening during St. Pete Pride. I wanted to get a little personal. And if you all aren't comfortable, I love for people to share their coming out stories, because I start to get this question a lot. I've had a couple of young teens reach out to us on the Miguel and Holly Instagram, mm-hmm. and they're like, I'm struggling with it. I how did you come out? What happened? And so would you mind sharing your coming out stories? Maria, you want to go first?
Well, sure. Now Chris is thrilled because this is something he's tried to get me to do at work. So brace yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we do a National Coming Out Day event. So I've tried for a couple years.
Yeah,
this
but
is
I think
this
you
is
are,
great for me.
I think you already know my story, but I don't know. I think so.
I think
kinda.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
So anyway, my story is a little bit different. I was very much a late bloomer. Never had any feelings for women at all until I was in my early 30s. Well, of course, I'm married to a man, a wonderful man at that point. So I had a crush on her, thought it was just her. Well, then as the years went on, it's like, no, I really think that I'm gay. And explored that and, you know, saw a counselor and went to this, it was a weekend seminar in Philadelphia for married women questioning their sexual orientation.
Wow.
And by the end of that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
You're like,
definitely.
I'm gay.
Check, all the boxes lined up. Got it. So
now, did your husband at the time know that you were going to this conference?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Wow. So what was that discussion like with him, with the
terrible.
First one? Really?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, he's a wonderful man, but obviously heartbroken. I mean,
yeah.
It was a really hard thing for both of us.
And how long had y'all been married until you had that discussion?
Probably 12, 13 years.
12, 13
yeah.
years. And so what was, do you remember when you had the conversation? Like, were you at home? Were you out somewhere? Where
well,
was it?
Well, I remember initially trying to, and this was right before the holidays. I remember initially trying to have it at a restaurant. And I said, you know, I think I'm gay. No, you're not.
Well, yeah.
I think I am.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, no, you're not. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to get into this big argument about whether or not I'm gay sitting in this restaurant.
Yes.
Right. So then, you know, maybe a week later at home, I brought it up again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And so you went to this conference and you walk out of there saying, okay, I'm a lesbian.
Right.
Then what happens?
Well, then, obviously lots of conversations later, I decided that to separate, move out on my own, have my own space, and then ultimately pursued divorce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are you two friends to this day?
Well, he's remarried, and so, I mean, we would be, but
right.
she's not really down with that.
Right. No, I can imagine. It's mm-hmm. these sort of situations happen, mm-hmm. you know? And once again, this is why pride is so important, why visibility is so important, you know?
Well, it's funny because I think, you know, I remember I told my sister, then my mom, then my brother, and then it was a long time. I mean, I think I was living with my girlfriend before I actually wrote a letter to my dad because of, you know, very fundamentalist Christian background.
Right.
And my dad called my brother, I think, and he said, you know, how could this be and why now? And my brother basically said, my brother's response was, well, Dad, she was always a tomboy. And it's not like that ever would have been an option growing
right.
up the way we grew up. It wasn't. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, would not have been a consideration,
right.
you know, because you have all that religious stuff in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have been something you even considered.
Wow. And now you are living out openly proud.
Yeah.
That is so amazing. And you are the president of Spectrum at Tech Data.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no. Okay. No, you're just a representative.
I'm on the board.
Okay. That's so awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Now, Chris, what about you? What's your coming out story?
You know how I get emotional.
give it 30 seconds and we're going to see tears.
I cry at the flag raising. I cry at every Spectrum meeting.
We kind of make bets on how long it's going to take.
Where's the Kleenex?
I know. I'm about to say, let me get some.
You better get some.
You know what? I think I used it last week when I cried. So you know what? It's fine.
Hold on. I have some special napkins that say booze me.
Oh, perfect.
So this is
perfect.
This is exactly, yeah.
Oh, no.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? So, you know, so I grew up in a small town called Decatur, Illinois. And at that time there was no GSAs. There was one other guy in my class that was out, and everyone made so much fun of him. And it was certainly a terrible time to kind of come into your own. However, they say that a mother always knows.
Mm-hmm.
So I was planning to go into the military to pay for college because, I mean, we were not a very well-off family. And she had asked me, you know, are you gay? And I said, no. I'm like, no, Mom, because I was basically dating my best friend at the time.
Mm.
And you know, sleepovers when you're a kid. And don't worry, Mom. I won't ever have a girl, you know, stay over. That's never going to happen. and so, I mean, I had my best friend and we were dating. And then she asked me, I denied it. But the day that I left for MEPS, which was the military entrance processing,
mm-hmm.
Is what it's called. And we were going to go from Decatur, Illinois to St. Louis. And that morning, it was probably 4:30 in the morning. We were getting on a bus, me and some other friends from high school that had, you know, joined. That was the National Guard at the time. And I told her, I'm like, listen, if anything happens, I just want you to know I'm gay. And I turned around, got right on the bus, and that was it.
You didn't wait for a reaction?
I did not wait for a reaction.
Mm.
So we get there. I told you I'm going to get emotional.
That's okay.
So we get there. I get to MEPS. I don't have access. Of course, I don't have the cell phones weren't as ubiquitous as they are today. So I didn't have a phone. I then get sent to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. For basic training. And once I'm processed, so it's probably 2 days later, we get a very quick phone call to say we've made it. Here is our platoon, and this is how you would reach us if you were to send mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, my sister answered the phone. And she said, Mom's been crying.
Mm.
And that hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you put Mom on the phone, and she says, Don't you worry. I will always love you. Would that take like a minute until I cry?
Well, that's okay.
That's better than usual.
No, I got pretty far, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, she said, she's like, don't worry, I will always love you.
Mm.
You will always be my son. And it's been that way ever since. I mean, and since then, I've lived, you know, in Carbondale, Illinois, where I went to school at SAU. Then I moved to Newark, Delaware, to go to the University of Delaware. And then I moved to Washington, D.C. after school. And I met my husband, Robert, and we've been together about 15 years.
Mm.
So, and my mom loves him, absolutely adores him.
Well, who wouldn't?
Right.
I mean, she's always thanked him for like taking me off of her hands.
So you deal with him now.
Yeah, I'm his responsibility now. I love him to death, and I am the living example of it gets better. So,
What a beautiful story. I love that.
Yeah.
And it's so important to tell those stories because there are people listening that are thinking to themselves, I'll never be able to be that out.
Yeah, how do I do it? And that's what I'm seeing more this year than any other year previous is, you're right, young people coming through the DMs and, you know, the whatnot. And they're like, okay, I'm 15, I'm 16, I'm 18, and I think this. But what do I do?
Yeah.
How do I go about even having that conversation? So I direct them all to Miguel, of course. I was like, girl, I sent your message. Just hold on. So, and I think that's beautiful, the fact that they feel so secure and safe with our community to be able to ask you this question.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's, if there's anything that I can like walk away from my career with, it's just letting people know that you're not alone, that there are other people out there that understand, that hear you and see you, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It does get better. Oh, that's so beautiful. So now that we've shared coming out stories, now it's time for the party. Yeah. Now it's all time right. for the party. So what is happening this week for St. Pete Pride? I'm going to just...
Okay.
All right.
I like a little... Yeah. Yes, honey. Yes. Actually, I do feel like we haven't watched it yet, but Taylor Swift just premiered her new music video for the song You Need to Calm Down. And it's basically like a pride anthem for this year. And it's so perfect that it's coming out the week before. And we haven't watched the video yet, but it has like everybody in it. Like a lot of LGBTQ actors and actresses and singers and whatnot. And
a lot of people that are Taylor's friends with. Even Katy Perry, from what I understand.
Which I just, that just.
I know.
That makes me so happy.
It's like weird. It's weirdly like that to me was like the final nail of inclusion, the inclusion comment.
Right.
Because I'm like, they were fighting for so long. And I'm like, if even Katy Perry and Taylor Swift can, you know, bury the hatchet with this one, then come on.
Listen, gays made Taylor Swift and Katy Perry come together.
Yes.
We can solve all problems,
there
okay?
You go.
Clearly.
Just put RuPaul in office and call it a day.
That's what I'm saying.
So what is happening for the week of St. Pete Pride?
Well, we actually have quite a jam-packed week. It all starts Wednesday, which is the kickoff party at the Serrata Beach Resort. We are very excited to be working with them for the first time this year. It is a gorgeous venue. I believe they just put millions and millions of dollars back into this property.
Ooh.
It's amazing. So that kicks off at 7 p.m. That's Wednesday night.
Okay. And is that a free event?
It is 100% free.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Perfect.
Thursday night is the what's considered the Stonewall reception. It's a very special year. We have, I mean, being the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall riots, it will certainly be an emotional one. Look for me to cry again. And we also have we're including a fashion show in that, the Art of Fashion. We're bringing that back. That had been something we had included many years ago, and people have asked for it. So we are bringing that back. And that is at the Museum of Fine Arts, downtown St. Petersburg. That also is at 7 p.m.
And Holly and I will be hosting that event. We've hosted it for the past few years. And last year, I got to give the keynote speech at it, which was really fun.
That was amazing.
I'm very excited that we didn't junk up the place too much and that we actually got asked back to MC that on Thursday night.
Right.
And so then Friday, what happens?
So Friday, there's a few things. I think you and I will both be at the Pride Wad at 6:30 at CrossFit St. Pete.
Yes, and just so you know, because someone's like, what's a Pride Wad? What exactly is that? Is that a spaceship? No, so basically for CrossFit, it's called the workout of the day. And so it's WOD. And so we're doing a special Pride WOD where you can donate money and it's going to a charity.
Right. There's a, if you go to stpetepride.com, there is a link for that event. Registration is a suggested registration of $20. And all of the money that is collected will go to what's called Family Resources. They have a homeless youth project. Many of them are LGBT. So we are donating money to that.
Wonderful. And so then what happens Friday night when it's time to party?
Well, also Friday night actually starts a little bit before the Pride Wad is the Transtastic Trans Pride March pre-party.
Okay.
That's at Flying Boat.
Oh.
So that's going to be at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
So you could always start with a beer and then go to the Pride Wad.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, why not? Let's make it interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But after after the Pride Wad, it starts around 7 p.m. Lisa Loeb is and Jennifer Real and Divine AF are all the artists that will be at the SP2 concert. That's downtown North Straub Park. It starts at 7, goes through around 10 o'clock.
Now, if you remember Lisa Loeb, Holly,
you
did you?
Say
okay.
I knew every. Hard. I don't pay attention. Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Yes,
I know.
Yes.
She remembers. That was my soul jam when I was in middle school. I felt that. I remember told my mother, I'm like, Mom, this is 13-year-old me. Mom, this song is about what I'm going through. And she's like, what are you going through? I'm like, you know, nobody understands me. And she was like, it doesn't mean you can't get out of clean the bathroom. Go clean the bathroom.
Your mom was like, she knew you were going to be dramatic, and then that just really solidified it right there.
Absolutely.
Now, is she, I'm assuming she's performing all of her hits that we know and love from back in the day, Lisa Loeb?
Yes.
Awesome. Because, you know, sometimes you get artists, they'll come and they'll be like, I want to play for you my new stuff.
Oh.
You're like, listen, put those cat eyeglasses on and take me back right to my middle school self, okay?
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Little gay middle school me is very, very
cool. Love it.
Sing along.
And I thought that I don't belong.
Yes.
Such a good one. I love that. Now I know that I did something wrong
because I missed you. Yeah!
Yes! I miss you. Okay, that's
right. We're good.
Sorry, that just made
it. Oh, you still going?
Right, sorry, no, sorry. I was just yeah, imagine you. So when I was listening to this as a young black boy in Atlanta, my mom was like, What?
Are you well?
What's wrong with you? you know, Tupac, no Biggie Small. No.
Nope.
Give me some Lisa Loeb.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when she knew.
That's when she knew.
Yeah.
That is also a free event. There are VIP tickets for sale online if you would like to get up close and personal.
So. Love it. And so then the big show on Saturday. Show. What's happening Saturday?
So Saturday is the Tech Data St. Pete Pride Parade. The festivities start around 2. So there will be local drag queens and other various artists on both the North Straub stage and the South Straub stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, certainly come down and look for that. There's, you know, beer trucks that, you know, a good portion of the money will be also go to our community grants program. So be sure to come down and drink up and get some food and enjoy yourselves in the afternoon. Just before the parade starts, just before the Trans Pride March starts, is Beth Sachs.
Mm.
She's coming. She will be on just before all of the parade and the march start.
Okay.
Trans Pride March starts at 6:30. And
yes.
Then the main event kicks off right around 7:15.
And that's when Scott and I will be on the street hosting the parade.
I'm so jealous and also a little nervous for poor Scotty. Okay.
Well, it's going to be an interesting time.
We're all waiting to see what Scotty wears.
That's, yeah.
I've actually handed down part of my pride outfit to Scotty. So at least he'll be okay in one aspect.
I love it. Tossing or handing off the baton.
Yes, that's right.
And then who do we have performing after the parade for the very first time?
Well, I am very, very, very excited to announce Vassie. And if you have not heard of Vassie, she has recently had a number one dance chart hit. This is very,
This is it. Concrete Heart.
I love it. She has been a very outspoken ally of the community. She's spearheaded and worked with the No Hate campaign. So it was important to us. I mean, we all know Rita Ora has always been very supportive and part of the community. But unforeseen circumstances, she of course, pulled out. So we're very excited to bring Vassie in and to fill that role. But we also wanted to keep that connection to the community. So that's why.
Love that. So Vassie will be performing after the St. Pete Pride Parade. And then Sunday is the festival in Grand Central District.
Grand Central District. We're excited. That kicks off at 11. It goes till about 5 o'clock. Should be fun. It's always hot. So please, you know, hydrate and be careful when you're out there in the sun.
Yes, you've got to hydrate.
Yeah.
I tell you what. And my little plug, we're doing a little brunch. Miguel's Big Gay Brunch happening at Yard of Vale Sunday. So when I show up to the festival.
I like your little plug.
Yes. So when I show up to the festival on Sunday, it's going to be real interesting.
You're going to be turned up.
Miguel, we've brunched together many, many times. Are they ready for this?
Well, when we had a meeting with Yard of Vale, I was like, I just need you all to understand what's going to happen. Oh. It's going to get a little crazy.
What did they say?
They said, okay, we can handle it. So it's going to be real interesting to see what happens on Sunday.
Love it.
They are not ready.
They're not. It's going to be a fun time. Well, thank you so much, Chris.
Absolutely.
From St. Pete Pride, Maria Rudolph from Tech Data.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Holly, you love to say this when we are at the Stonewall reception.
Yes, it's my favorite.
You love saying it. What is it?
Happy Pride.
Yes, as we kick off St. Pete Pride.
Love it.
All right, you can catch Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com on the Hot 101.5. No. Oh my gosh. Oh. You know who that was? That was Lisa Loeb.
She was still in the background.
She said, listen, I need you to keep singing with me. Thank you. Yeah, you can catch Miguel and Holly Uncensored online at hot1015tampabay.com on the Hot 101.5 app. Or if you have iTunes and a little iPhone, type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.